Hi, I'm Ernie Rosso, head baseball coach at Brevard Community College, formerly a hitting instructor with the White Sox, Cubs, and Mets. I'm here today on this video to show you my gadgets, drills, devices, and demonstrations on how to improve you and your hitters become a championship club. A big part of our hitting program here is the conditioning program. The conditioning program does two things. It gets the hitter obviously stronger, but it also reinforces the swing itself. On this med ball drill, which we'll begin in just a moment, we will show that the player has to be able to turn right and left and still hold his balance, which is very similar to the swing itself. Ready? Begin. You notice the player's not tracking the ball at this time. He's reaching back, keeping his head forward, reaching by turning his shoulders and grabbing the ball. When I say reverse, they'll go the other way. Reverse. Come back the other way, work both sides of the body. Reverse. Okay, stop. Now we'll show in a swing how the shoulder action works, very similar to the med ball action. Forward, back, closed to open, closed to open. The second part of our conditioning program is what we call a weight transfer toss. The player will do three rock and roll, rocking chair type movements forward and back, and on the third one, will release a power throw to his opposing partner.
You notice when the player who has just tossed the ball still has his balance. His heel is above his back toe and his front foot is closed. He's also in a position now to turn back and receive the ball from his opposing tosser. You'll notice that when the tosser has released the ball, he's in perfect balance. His back heel is above his back toe, his front foot is closed, and his upper body is under control also. You'll notice from the side view that when the ball is forward, the back heel of the hitter is up, and when the ball is back towards the catcher, the front heel is up. This teaches to load and unload, the rhythm of going back to go forward, and the proper weight transition to hit a baseball. The third part of our conditioning program is a standard roll-up. At this time, the athlete extends his arms to near full extension, grabs the dowel, and rolls it up as quickly as he can, working on explosive wrist forearm and finger speed. He takes it down at the same speed, if possible, trying to take it the full length of the 5-foot, 6-foot rope. As you notice from the side, his arms are nearly extended. He's working very, very hard here to develop the proper hitting muscles necessary create club head speed to hit a ball as well as it can be hit. We try to do three of these at one time in sets of threes, and we'll do them every other day. The next part of our conditioning program is the squeeze drill. The athlete takes hand grippers or rubber squeezers and at this point tries to work them as fast as he can to develop the proper forearm strength necessary to hit a baseball. These happen to have two different sizes and shapes. So from there, we reposition them in our hands to make sure that we work all the necessary muscles in the hitting forearms. We also have different type of tension, the red ones to be the most difficult and the blue to be the easiest. We progress from there just based on how we feel that day. We try to do these every other day in a rapid fire.
Another very important part of our hitter's conditioning program is the lead bat. You can either make these or you can buy them at the store, but this bat right here has 6 ounces more than a normal wood or aluminum bat. So the hitter will swing it, after having warmed up properly, the perfect technique, and bring it back where the barrel comes back above the hand. Don't let it drag and not work all the way back. He'll also work at different pitches in the strike zone, locations, so on and so forth. Always working on a good follow through, good head position, and a good proper swing. We try to do three sets of 25. We really try to build up on these. So now when they go back to their bat, the bat feels lighter, and number two it is because they've gotten themselves stronger over the course of a year.
The next part of our program is the balancing board drill. This is called a K-board. It's 28 inches long, 16 inches wide, with a 2x4 in the center for perfect balance. The player steps up onto the board with his feet as wide as possible, and hopefully heels behind toes. We don't want to pigeon toe or reverse. You want to be straight up and down. At this time, the goal and objective is to balance the board without it touching the ground for its longest possible time. It works the inner muscles of the thigh, which are critical in the hitting area when it comes to torque, balance, and power from the lower half. The second part of the drill involves the hitter now looking at the pitcher and now with the bat in his hands. This is very difficult to do, but is a must as a second part of the K-board balance drill. It works the inner muscles of the thigh, which are critical in the hitting area when it comes to torque, balance, and power from the lower half. The next drill we're going to incorporate in this video is called the balance beam drill. This is one of these drills that heightens the awareness of balance. By being elevated off the ground on a 4x4, the hitter sets up like he's going to hit in a game, takes a short stride, stops the weight, and replaces the back foot where it originally started. So as you notice, he strides, slides the back foot up where he started, strides. When he gets to the end of the board, he reverses. He puts himself in a left-handed hitting position or opposite the side of which he normally hits. This is for symmetry and working on both sides of the body for balance. After any drill we do, we like the player to get on the ground and repeat the drill on actual hitting surface. He will feel very aware of what just happened. He will really feel in total control of the ground through this drill. And always remember to reverse it and go back the opposite way to help symmetry or developing both sides of the body.
Another very important part of the hitting program is the tubing program. There are numerous exercises you can do with your hitter to see if he understands and feels the proper mechanics to swing a bat. Number one, I put the tube on the back foot of the hitter. I pull back at this point. If Brian takes the correct stride and maintains weight on the back side, the tubing should stay on the ground. Okay, now pull the foot back. If he does it incorrectly by striding with too much weight forward, this will occur. He'll release the tube. Okay, drill one. Drill two, we put this around the above part of the knee. I hold this with, this is considered slack right here. This is slack, this is tone, this is fire. I've got him in a tone position right now. He wants to stride and remain in this position. Okay, now he's gonna stride incorrectly and let the backside come and watch what happens. Now he pulls heavily on the tube, the hitter feels it. Very good. At this point, the hitter's going to take his initial launch or stride position. I put the tubing under. Let's get it locked in there. You got it good? Got to get it good. There you go. Press it down. Coach walks away. At this point, the hitter should be able to take the full swing and not release this cord. Go. Very nice. Do it one more time. Full swing, not release the cord. Power front foot. Now, we have many hitters who roll the front foot or spin out. Watch what happens. Releases the cord. Very good. Another two drills we can do with this. We have some hitters who have a tendency to take their hands forward when they stride. This is in a tone state. When the hitter strides, he should actually create slack by taking the hands back. Go. Very good. Now, what a poor hitter will do is stride and create fire. Pulling the bat. Okay? The last part of the tubing exercise has to do with the hitter who does not use his hands correctly. A good hitter will take this in a tone state and create fire by taking his hands back as he strides. A poor hitter will take the tone state and create slack by bringing him forward with him when he strides. This drill or these drills allow the hitters to feel in touch and have a sense of what they're doing right or wrong by the feel on the cord or the movement of the cord during the swing. Two critical parts. We never want to hit this one. We never want to hit this one right here. If we nick this or nick that, we've got a chance. Ideally, we want to come straight through without hitting either or. As his barrel travels into the zone, we also do not want to pull out. He wants to go through both, barrel through and extend through both parts at this time. Go ahead.
That's okay, hitting that part.
Good.
He's also trying to swing the bat with speed. He's trying to get a lot of true game work out of it throughout the course of the swing. This next drill that we're about to put forth is going to work on proper top hand action. We're not here to teach top hand, we're here to teach proper top hand action. Hitter puts his back knee down on the ground, his hand protected behind his back, his lead leg is extended. At this point, the tosser is off to the side of the net, he will flip, and he will strike the ball. And if you notice, the good hitter takes the barrel right to the ball versus looping up, looping under. You can go low ball, high ball, trying to hit it right on every time. Line drive, barrel the ball. One of the best drills to teach proper top hand action. The second part of this drill that will bring both hands together and form a coupling to allow them to work properly is a wide base pivot drill. The hitter has a fungo, a lighter implement in his hands. He widens his base and takes his legs out of the swing. He is now going to fire with both hands working together, creating a maximum club head speed, swing, as well as a good wrist snap. You notice on the hitter, the lower half is quiet and the hands are accelerating the club head through. Outstanding swing. All right, the next drill, the next device is called the Whirlybird. This machine, you can work with a variable speed monitor to accelerate the ball to a 85 mile an hour fastball down to a 55 mile an hour changeup. Right now it's set on a very normal pace. The hitters work on rhythm, timing, and then from there you'll see the swing that the machine itself brings out.
The machine can be adjusted for both left and right-handed hitters, high, middle, and low heights. The hitter stays relaxed during the whole swing, watching the ball, tracking it, and applying a hard line drive swing on the ball with balance at the end. It can be used for all ages and all levels, and all levels of competency also. You can work two hitters at a time on it. They can monitor each other's swings, and they can watch the other guy swing and help him as he tries to get the perfect line drive swing.
Perfect right there. Attaboy right there. Attaboy right there. The next drill that we use is called the long tee drill. The objective of this is for the hitter to strike the ball with maximum club head speed and for us as coaches or extra players to watch its trajectory or distance. When the player strikes it, he should hit a long line drive. Go.
The key to being a good hitter is the ability to hit numerous line drives. In this drill, we want to make sure that if we do miss hit, it's a low line drive or a hard ground ball. We want to avoid getting under the ball and lifting it in a fly ball mode during this drill. So as the hitter sets up, his last mental thought is line drive up the middle. This long trajectory allows the coach and or partner and player to see if he's hitting the ball properly. That ball right there, he got under. He now makes his own adjustment to get himself back in a line drive mode. Perfect. We use the clay of our infield to give us a little more distance to strike the ball rather than just in a cage. Because sometimes hitting a ball too close to a net doesn't give you its actual flight or direction that it goes. This allows me to really study the swing and see the trajectory of the ball so if we have to make any changes to make the guy a better hitter. It also frees up another part of your field, so if you don't have a lot of cage area or a lot of hitting area, you can use this part of the field as a hitting part also. Notice the good balance after every swing. Notice the proper head position. He's working on a game-like swing throughout his whole practice session.
Next drill we work on is what we call IMO123. The three different angles necessarily to pull a ball, hit a ball up the middle, and go away, and the three heights
necessary to control to be a good hitter. The low ball at the knees, the mid-thigh, and slightly above belt. So on an eye contact pitch, watch the hitter, he'll stop at eye. At this point, the barrel is ahead of the hands in good position. Come on back. On a pitch right up the middle, the barrel and the hands will be of equal. Right there. And on a pitch opposite field, the barrel will be behind the hands but above them. So that'd be an O zone. Okay? Now, on an M pitch, go to location one, right at knees. Barrel on knees. Barrel on knees. Barrel on knees. Okay, right there. Okay? Now go to high thigh on a two. High thigh, a little higher for the drill, a little higher. Okay, now three will be above belt height. Okay, good. All right, so now if I ask the hitter to stop at an I-1, let's see if he does it correctly. Okay, inside fastball at knee height. Now stop at an O-3. Barrel behind and above. Chest height, very, very good. So now what I'm going to ask the hitter to do is swing at an I-1, an I-2, I-3, an M-1, M-2, M-3, and an O-1, O-2, O-3. He's going to take 9 cuts throughout the 9 parts of the strike zone. Here he goes. I-1, I-2, I-3, M-1, M-2, M-3. O-1, O-2, O-3. You notice after every cut, the hitter restores the balance, has tremendous technique, mechanics, and stability in the body.
Now we get to see the IMO drill from a right-handed front side view. The hitter is working at the lowest location, up to the middle, and covering a high fastball. He'll also work during this drill on hitting pitches down the middle, away, inside, slower, fast, change up, fastball, curveball. Whatever I'd like to put into effect, I can do by talking to him throughout the course of the drill and see if the location and the swing match up perfectly to strike the ball in a line drive mode. So from this drill, we can get numerous swings at numerous different locations and pitches and also create a situation such as runner on second, nobody out, runner on third, infield in.
At this point, this is called talking BP. From the coach or player standpoint, I'm going to give him a call. He's going to swing it, and as he's restoring his bat back to the launch position or beginning position, I'm going to give him another call, and he's going to fire. So here we go. I-1, I-3, O-1, O-2, O-2, M-1. Let's regroup again. M-1, M-2. M-3, change up, O-1. What he did there was excellent. He knew the ball would be in slower. He read it out of the hands of change up. He delayed his swing and then popped the ball into right field with that. We call this a talking BP. So I can work a hitter through any way I want by giving him calls. Now, if we say I-0, that's below knee level and I don't want him to swing. I-4 is above chest level and I don't want him to swing. So sometimes I'll try to trick him by a bad ball being thrown and see if he reacts. Here we go. M-1, I-1, O-3, M-4. He takes. Very good. See, what's got to happen in hitting, you've got to get a visual read of the ball in the hand. It gives you identification of a strike ball, in, out, or fast, slow. Then you swing. A lot of people start their swing first, then get a read, and they're in a very dangerous position to hit.
The next drill is the bat attack drill. This device allows two hitters to work at the same time. Out of the wood post are tubes that are projected at certain heights and location. The top tube we would number as number 4, 3, 2, 1, the bottom being 1. What I'd like the hitters to do for a good warm-up is a unison swing drill where they begin and strike all 4 tubes up and down.
Ready, go. Very good. The next part of this drill is they both set up ready to hit. They've actually launched, they've taken their stride, and now I will give a call on what tube I want them to strike. This becomes competitive now because of two things. You want to get there first, but you also want to get there in a right-on mode where you're hitting the center of the tube and not nicking it, ticking it, or swinging under. Ready? Four. One. One. Four. Four. Two. Three. As a follow-up to the IMO drill, we can now put a player at the plate or in the cage and let him work at certain locations that we've just done with the dry swing. For example, the hitter's now going to work at an M1 right now. Line drive up the middle. Okay. The player next to him lifts it up to an M2 position now. Okay. Now he works at the M2. Now he can slide that 2 over to an I2. Put it inside and up. Hitter makes the adjustment. Now he's going to pull the ball between short and third in the line drive mode. Okay, now he can take it to an O2. Here we go. This would be an O2 right here. Repeat another one. Get the body under control. Line drive swing. Very nice, right there. Now the hitter's working an I3. He's going to pull a line drive between short and third. Very nice. Guy can hit. Okay, now let's go an O3. Back into the middle of the body. One of the devices we use is what we call a low tee. We call it a slider curveball tee. We set this slightly off the plate and equal to the hitter's middle of his body. So this sets up or looks like a slider going low and away, one of the most difficult pitches to hit in baseball and where a lot of pitchers are thrown during the course of a game. The hitter now is going to imagine in his mind it's a breaking ball, a slider, an outside pitch. He's going to try to stay on it and drive it to right field. The next drill is the mirror drill. This gives the player and the coach a tremendous visual aid to watch his swing before, during, and after. Not everybody has the luxury of having a video camera on site where they can review the swing immediately. The mirror drill allows you to do that. The player can take the front view, take a look at his swing, see if he's balanced, see if his front foot's closed, see if he's level at the waistband. He can check a lot of things out about himself. He then can turn to the side and get a real neat view that he doesn't really see very often. From here he can check and make sure that his weight is distributed properly, his back heel is over the toe, he's in a good follow-through position. And while he's doing this, he can really work at the things that the mirror is giving right back to him. When a mistake or a flaw is recognized, at that point he can work right on it from either angle he chooses to do so. You also, as a coach, can walk your player through some things. Simple as large move with rhythm, small move with rhythm, getting ready to hit. What we call the launch position, where we stride. And at this point, make sure the belly button's back towards the back part of the plate. Bat ball contact, make sure the head's down. Large move with rhythm, small move with rhythm. Launch. This point he studies it. Bat ball contact. Make sure the body's in proper position when you're striking the ball. Great extension. The barrel of the bat's at the pitcher. And then a nice clean follow through with the body under total balance. Again, we can use, all hitters can jump on and work on anything they want. The mirror has much versatility. It can be used to show proper base hit bunting form to third base. It can be used to see if we're hit and running to the opposite field well, staying back. And then once again, from the front view, he can go through the complete swing. Large move with rhythm, small move with rhythm, keeping the hands and feet alive. Launch, bat ball contact, head right on the bat, extension at the pitcher, keeping the head back on the ball, excellent, and finish.
A very important coaching tip at this time. We've talked about bat-ball contact when the head is on the bat at the same time the ball strikes. From there, the bat head goes towards the pitcher's chest, but the visual head, the head on top of the shoulders, stays right on the ball. This allows the body to remain balanced, stay on the ball longer, and maintain a perfect swing throughout.
The next device we use that's a great follow-up for the IMO and bat attack and tee drill is what we call the strike zone. As you can see, the ball is suspended from a rope from the pole. The hitter will set up with his front foot equal to the ball and be working up the middle. You can also see he's applying perfect mechanics all the way through the swing from start to finish. Now, if the hitter moves up and off, he's now setting himself up to hit a ball to right field. Okay. If a hitter moves back with his front foot behind and just a hair closer, now he's working at staying closed and pulling the ball. Now we have shifted the ball to the three height in the IMO 1-2-3 series. So now the hitter gets to work at the good high fastball, keeping the club head high and hitting a solid line drive with good mechanics. He moved up to drive the ball opposite field. To pull, he's going to move back and slightly closer to create the proper hitting angle that we learned in the IMO dry swing sequence. He'll come back to the M zone, and right here what a hitter can do that's very important, he does his large move with rhythm, his small move with rhythm, and then from there he's going to fire and hit a line drive. One of the concepts of our hitting program is the ability to hit a line drive up the center of the diamond, right back to the pitcher's box. This hitting tarp allows the hitter to really work, give him a great visual target of trying to do just that thing. So right now the hitter sets up in the proper hitting stance and location and tries to hit a hard line drive through the back of the cage to the dead red 5 number. As you can see, with different hitters, different styles and swings are brought to the park. Here's a classic example of a hitter that starts open to close down and still is working line drives up the middle of the diamond. Every now and then a hit occurs on the top of the roof. The hitter sets up, steps out, resets, adjusts, and gets back to the ball. Okay, this next drill has to deal with backside or opposite field hitting. The hitter widens the base. He's really going to take the lower half out. It's just going to be a supportive base. He's now going to work at me flipping the ball to his back thigh and him driving the ball to the opposite field. His goal here is to hit line drive down. Really snap and pop. This forces him to close with the lead shoulder and pop with the top hand, keeping the barrel up. We have a nation of hitters who drop the club head under on pitches away. This forces them to stay right on top and stay level to the ball. Okay. Over the course of the day, we worked very, very hard on the fundamental techniques, mechanics of the swing. Right now, I'd like to spend just a few minutes on a particular drill that will enable a hitter to improve his swing by getting a proper read of the pitch out of hand. What I'm going to do here is deliver as I am a pitcher and throw either fastballs, curveballs, changeups, high, low, in, out, whatever I decide. From this distance, both hitters must call what I ask for before it gets to the net. As their proficiency goes up, I move closer to the net to make the decision-making process quicker. The key to baseball is to, number one, see release, place identification on the first 8 feet, and then swing the bat. Most hitters do not see release clearly, start the bat, and then halfway through the swing or at the beginning of the swing try to make alterations or adjustments, and they're in trouble. So sometimes a bad breaking ball hitter is a guy who hasn't recognized breaking ball early enough. So this is how the drill works. Okay, first of all, I want you to just take a couple of pitches from me, just like you're in a game. Very good. If you notice their tracking skills, they watch the ball all the way to the net. Okay? Now what I'm going to do is show them fastball followed by a curveball. Fastball followed by a breaking ball. Okay? I'm going to do again. Fastball breaking ball. Okay? So at this point, I want you, before it reaches the net, to tell me, am I throwing a fastball or a breaking ball based on seeing it out of hand? Can you tell the difference visually? Okay, here we go. Fastball or breaking ball? Very good. Correct identification. Very good. Correct identification. Now I'm going to call this high or low. You tell me if the ball's high out of hand or low. Here we go. Good. Don't guess. Very good. They've got to call it before it gets to the net. Good. Now, in the drill, when I feel they're proficient, I'll move up. Now they've got to see it quicker and respond quicker. Fastball, curveball. Very good. Very good. Every now and then what I do is I'll throw a pitch near inside or at them to make sure that they turn properly and protect themselves to make sure they don't get hurt or hit. So with this drill, I can do many things. Here's an example of fastball changeup. Fastball, changeup. Now call it a hand, fastball or changeup. Hey, you can see that one. Fastball, curveball. Very good. Thanks for watching the hitting video. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'm sure you've learned a lot of things about the art of hitting. Look for more videos and books coming to you soon from Coach's Choice.